This is Damien's week with an Essendon legend,
yes,
Tim Watson, going toe-to-toe.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen today, I think, because Damien Barrett, who he won't stand for this. He works for the AFL media as well. I would expect that he'll stand down, and all the other people that work alongside Mitch Cleary will stand down in support of him today.
Yeah,
that would be the least that they could possibly do.
Tim Watson gives a lot of advice to a lot of people. He gave a lot of advice to Essendon Football Club people during the drug saga. And how did that work? So what would he know about?
That's a low.
What a journalist should do in that situation?
He's read the news for 25 years, for starters. That's a reasonable credential.
He's read the news, yeah. I wouldn't take the advice of Tim Watson if that's what you're asking, Hutchie.
I just have this to say about the voice of treason. He is beholden to the AFL. Now, if you work at the AFL, fair enough. We all need a paycheck, don't we? But don't do a podcast lecturing everyone on the principal pursuit of being a journalist if you compromise like everybody else. I have been talking to you about the beautiful burgundy glasses. They're a fine, hand-blown Austrian Zalto glass. They're very expensive. They're very easily broken. They're very fragile. The voice of treason's jaw, I think, is made from the same glass.
Ooh.
Just ugly.
Is there a winner and a loser there, Juddy?
I just think it's ugly, to be honest. Oh. Tim Watson's a great of the game. And not only that.
All-time great of the
game. He was father of the year as well. Yeah, you know, done a lot of things in the community.
Don't get more respected
to be attacking him like that. Mm. I just think it reflects fully on the whole show.
He's got warmth as well. He's got warmth. He does the news.
He does.
Yeah. Humorous.
You attacked Kevin Bartlett one day when he had a go at you.
That was different.
He dresses well too, Tim Watson, which very I find funny. Yeah. His son won a Brownlow.
I think the main winner is us here on the Friday. That's what I thought when I heard it. Damo, what happened? How did all this occur?
Well, Harry, it's funny you say that, because when we got off air last Friday, I didn't even make it to the car before my phone was going nuts with the situation that played out this week. And I was already thinking as I got into the car that this is going to have a ramification for me already that I knew of last Friday, this coming Friday for you guys. So it was manna from heaven for you, wasn't it?
It was. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Fair to say you've got a little bit of angst before this with Tim Watson, though. You don't get along that well. There's some people you get along with, and there's some people you don't.
You know something I don't know, Nathan?
Well, I just feel like you don't get along with Tim Watson that well.
Look, there was some friction, as there was with a lot of Essendon people over the entire saga of some years ago, but I don't recall anything majorly specific, unless you know something.
It just sounded spiteful. It sounded like it had been going for a long time. Yeah. It's not something that just comes out of the blue and you throw barbs around like that between.
Is it the way you read it, was it?
Yeah, it's the way I read it, right, Damien.
Were you put in an untenable position this week, Damien? Is that fair to say?
No, because what happened, and I don't know how deeply we want to go into
deeply.
Saga.
Deeply. Yeah, you've got plenty of time.
You've got an hour and a half, I think, Damo, from what I understand.
Well, the issue of media independence was what ultimately was the topic that some people in the media chose to take to us when it came to how Mitch Cleary found himself in strife for what he did last week. And my long-term view on that is, and this is where Tim Watson has gone down the straw man method of attacking, because he's deliberately misrepresented my view on a particular topic and then presented that as the opinion that he then had a crack at. So what I'm saying there is I reckon a minimum of 10 years, and if it's not 10, it's 7 or 8, have long held the view that there is no media independence in any media organisation.
I read a paper every morning, The Age, and its headline says, "Always independent." That's their catchphrase.
Well, they share a roof with Channel 9, does. They've got the same ownership of Channel 9, so I don't think that they would want to be out there saying that. The ABC's not independent. I mean, News Limited, Foxtel. I mean, we here, every individual in this room, unless you want to put your hands up, has got some. And I've got my hands wide up, right up high.
You are just a mouthpiece for the AFL. That's what you're saying.
But I'm also a mouthpiece for Triple M and Sunday Footy Show and some other things I do. So I'm conflicted everywhere. But I can admit to that.
It sounds like the old Pravda to me, the Russian paper that Putin tells you what to say and you say it. That's the accusations coming your way.
Yeah, but it's just not right. It's just not right. Look, I liken the Mitch Cleary situation. And Mitch Cleary, I don't even use the word young journalist anymore. He's just an outstanding journalist. He did something he shouldn't have done last week. He's admitted that publicly. And if you want to simplify the issue, and this is where everyone is a journo, and certain people took this line that it was a media independence issue, and they were happy to do so knowing it wasn't. A footballer at quarter time, if he's addressed by his coach about not kicking the ball in a certain direction for the second quarter, if he either mishears that direction or doesn't know it and still does it, he's disciplined. So that's what happened with Mitch Cleary. It's not a media silencing.
No, and you make a very good point, but there's far too serious points for this. I think what we want to talk about is the fact you're blowing with Tim and why on earth you're doing it.
And why we missed him off the list last week of people that Damo was in a blue with.
Well, he wasn't on it last week, but as of, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I've lost track of the
Have you spoken to Mitch since that?
Yeah, I've spoken to Mitch. I'll speak to Mitch daily.
What about Tim?
No one's spoken to Tim. No.
That's you break bread with Tim?
He needs to.
No.
No breaking of bread.
No, well, there's no. I'm with bread.
Wispy's in that category of untouchables. Like, there's a certain bracket who are so loved that you just don't get in the blue with them, Damo.
I didn't choose to. And the Watson thing out of the whole week was the completely inadvertent development in the week. I thought I was going to be under siege for the reasons you were referring to, Howie, initially. And when I say that, I work for the organisation that was in the focus, but there's not one media outlet that would have had its own conflict to deal with in a private...
So you're happy with the AFL's decision to stand Mitch Cleary down?
Yeah, well, once I got to the bottom of what happened, yeah, yeah.
Why is that, Damo?
I wasn't. Because there was an edict internally to not mention the partners of the players. Now, whether we agree with that or not, and okay, if you don't agree with it, that's fine too. But once it's delivered as a policy internally, and you then go against it, it's just a simple matter of
If the AFL tell you that you need to stay out of a subject matter, you stay out every single
time. I'm not going to give up confidential conversations, but only once in my time when I've been working at the AFL, and this happened at a time when I wasn't effectively full-time there, have I been asked not to do something. And ultimately, that story, I got my head around once they explained. That was a WADA issue relating to Sam Murray. I published an article saying he'd been caught. Now, under that contract they've got with a federal government, that was not allowed. So I absolutely got that. Every other, I criticise them, I reckon, weekly, at least once a week. I say this sincerely, I've never once been told by anyone in there to not criticise again. So in my instances, I can say...
But you'd be comfortable if they said, Damo, we want you to stay away from this particular area. You're more than comfortable.
Yeah, Dus, I would, because I've been comfortable in a previous life at the Herald Sun. I've been comfortable in a previous life at the Footy Show where whatever topic... We have issues even in our meetings sometimes pre-show.
Which meetings are those? We haven't had one of those for 3 years, Damo.
And what I say, the four of us refuse to be tamed, Damo, but obviously if you're all going down that path, I'm surprised.
If Gillen said 2 + 2 = 5, would you
What I would do is I would quote him as saying that and leave it for others to see if it did.
What do you think Toby and Jake are thinking about you turning your mates back on your mates at the moment? I just wonder. They're just down the road.
I thought of calling Jake at one stage of the week. I was under it.
We'll move on.
No, let's have it out if you need to. I don't want you to leave anything in the...
Well, what concerns me is I'm a man that gets uncomfortable if I'm having an issue with someone. I need to go and talk to them. I don't sleep at night, Damo.
And you've had a couple this year, let's be honest.
Well, I have. Straight away, I ring people and say, listen, if I said something that I've upset you or et cetera, if I've said something the wrong way, do you go to bed at night and just not worry about it, Damo? Or is there a little bit that sits on your shoulder thinking, this is not
there
good?
There is, but in terms of the specifics of this week, the Tim Watson kerfuffle was not the reason I was not sleeping for periods of time during the week. Yes, okay. So, but to your point, yes, absolutely, semi-regularly, and you never go seeking such issues, but they come and they find you, and you've got to deal with them. So, yes, to your point.
I wouldn't have slept if I was in a blue with Wispy.
No.
I would have had a rough week.
He's a legend.
The least of the problems that I've got going on right now. Yeah.
He's a champion.
Much loved.